you need you to get what you want.
Yes.
And believe me, you're enough.
Yes.
To get that done, okay? And to get to a place where he would want to be a part of it again.
Hello, guys. The topic for this email is this marriage might be a mistake.
Ouch.
I need to stop being negative and nagging. Okay. I need to learn to listen to him and respect him. Wow. She already gave herself some advice.
What?
He's talking about this marriage might be a mistake. I need lots of prayer. Well.
That's it?
That's it. You already diagnosed yourself. You already know what you need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You need especially empower yourself.
Mm.
When you empower yourself, you won't have time for negativity. You won't have time for nagging.
Mm.
You will know how to respect another human being. You automatically know how to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you need to do right now,
Focus
on yourself,
Build
yourself,
right,
and automatically this guy is going to stop talking about the marriage being a mistake, because he's going to see a new you.
Right.
You already know. I love when people own their shit. I keep saying this all the time. When you know your problem, it's half solved.
Yeah.
You just need to tackle it.
Right.
That's
right.
It. So.
Right.
Yeah,
so. No, go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
I pray that everything works for you.
Right.
But I have hope that you're going to be fine, because you already know what you.
Because you're owning it.
You know what your problems are. Just take the step to work on yourself.
Right. I agree. Owning is not the same thing as taking the blame. Okay. For 100%, especially in a marriage. Because 100% of good or bad in a marriage is never one person. It's always 50-50, because both of you agreed to get into a marriage together.
That's right.
Unless you kidnap somebody to marry them, of course. Right? However, what you need to save this marriage, we need to bring this back to what you want, which is basically to save your marriage. So we need to bring this back to what kind of effort that's going to be 100% from you can you bring to the table to save this marriage? Because he's shut down, right?
Yes.
Right? So if he's shut down, he's checked out, then you need you to get what you want.
Yes.
And believe me, you're enough.
Yes.
To get that done, okay? And to get to a place where he would want to be a part of it again, right? So I agree that the fact that you're owning some responsibility already, it's a plus, okay? It's actually 50% of the battle won.
Yep.
Now let's get to the rest of the 50%, because we need 100% from you to save this marriage, right?
Right.
So where's the other 100% coming from? Is self.
Self.
Okay. Because if you own this too much. Right? It's going to become an overkill.
Okay?
He's going to disrespect you. Right? He's not going to have respect for you. And he probably loves you. I think men generally just love, because we try to claim we're not the hopeless romantic, but if we're a family man, you love your family, right? But nobody wants a nagging wife, you know.
That nobody can make, want a nagging person.
Yes, a person. That can make the right type of sensitive man shut down completely.
Right.
You know, there are men that are very sensitive out here, almost crossing the feminine line, right? Where if they feel like they don't want to deal with it, they're done, they shut down, right?
Right.
So basically what I'm going to say is this. First of all, let's talk about, I need to stop being negative and nagging. If you know you're negative and nagging, then stop. It's easier said than done. If it's a habit, it's going to take pulling teeth.
Yes.
To pull it out of you. Okay. So the easiest way is to get the book, getmymarriageback.com, and read it 10 to 15 times. So you can spend your time on that. She mentioned that. That your time, at the end of the day, you only have 24 hours in a day, right? You only have so much energy, right?
Right.
You're spending time nagging and engaging in negative conversations. You're taking time away from your purpose, basically.
Yep.
You know, so you need to learn the GPS, God, purpose, self, which is in the book. and you need to learn how to tap into it so that you can occupy a lot of the excess energy and time you have that you're using to nag right now and redirect it. The brain cannot be vacuum, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Something, the I do mind is the devil's playground, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're just sitting down there and expecting him to start behaving, chances are you're gonna relapse, okay? Mm-hmm. It's gonna backfire. And because he's not gonna respond to that immediately.
No, he's not.
It's gonna take some time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the time it's gonna take when your I do is always gonna be too long.
Yep.
Right? So you're gonna feel like it's not happening quick enough. That's because you're not engaged in your purpose. Okay? That's number one reason. Okay.
Yep.
I always tell people, do you think Dangote or Warren Buffett or all this multi-billionaires, do you think they have so much time to argue in their marriage?
Mm-mm.
Yes, not having time can lead to divorce because they're not giving emotional energy to where they need to, but also they don't have time.
Mm-mm.
And chances are you're overgiving, right? Because the sweet spot is always in between, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not extreme of any
not
end.
Extreme, yes.
Another reason why right and wrong should be go out the window, okay? All right, it's always in between. So right now, sounds like you've given too much emotional energy.
Right.
And I'm going to use your phrase again.
Mm.
You need to be unavailable emotionally, starting immediately. Okay. So you already know and own it that you're nagging. You need to understand that it's not going to be easy to snap out of that behavior, out of that habit.
It's a habit.
So you need to engage in building yourself. That's what building yourself means. Invest time in learning yourself, learning relationships, and learning how to find your purpose and engaging in it 100% of time.
Yes.
And eventually what's going to happen is that the scarcity of your emotional energy is going to wear him out.
Hmm.
Okay? He's going to get weirded out and he's going to want more of it. Why?
It's
because
attract
it's attraction.
Him. Attraction.
It's all about attraction.
Yep.
You're available too much.
Yes.
So he's shut down. Okay?
Not only available too much, you're available negatively.
Negatively.
So
to a guy who sounds like
kills.
He's an emotional guy, he's
yes.
going to shut down. It's only a matter of time before he leaves completely. And no, it's not too late. You can get the marriage back. Okay?
Yes.
So let's see here. I need to learn to listen to him and respect him. Well, another level of owning. I agree, because respect is something that you should do. So you've owned it 50%. The rest of the 50% is that what part is he taking in making you disrespect him?
Hmm.
Because a woman who loves a man by default respect the man.
That's right.
If you're disrespecting him, he's doing something
is lacking,
and he's managed to make it all your fault.
Mm.
Right? And I want you to understand, it's not never 100% your fault.
Mm.
No, he's doing something to make you disrespect him, to make you subconsciously feel like you can disrespect him. Because
right.
when you love a man, you just don't disrespect the man. Okay, so let's dig a little bit deeper into why that energy had space in you to disrespect him, right? Some people will say it could be something you brought to the table from your family,
from
the way
your family,
you were raised.
You were just a disrespectful person.
To a certain level.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're talking about relationships between a man and a wife in a marriage.
Right.
You got married to this man because you respected
him. I mean, he married you regardless of your disrespectful background.
So you were doing something right.
No, you were doing something,
right.
to make him marry you. So.
Exactly. So he's not taking responsibility right now, and it's okay because we need him to do that at some point.
Right.
Okay, you're gonna do some work to get him to a point where he feels the need, or he understands the need to do that, where he sees value enough in you to fight for you too.
Right.
But you're gonna have to lead right now. You're gonna be the leader right now. Okay, but we don't need you to do that for life, because that's
mm-hmm.
not a healthy relationship.
No.
Right. All right, so with that being said, I need you to start paying attention to what he might have done to bring you to a space where
you feel like it's okay to
consciously,
yeah,
you can just disrespect him. I want you to stop paying attention to that. The best way to do that is to read the book 10 to 15 times.
Okay.
All right. So, let's see here.
Okay.
He's talking about this marriage might be a mistake. When people say this marriage might be a mistake, the word might means it's not sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his feminine energy too,
mm-hmm.
right? A man that's not sure of himself is not a sexy thing. That could be another reason why you're not respecting him, right? But I don't want you to take that sentence to heart. That's the main thing I want to say to you right
now.
Don't be attached to that sentence. Give it the meaning that's most healthy for you. Okay? The meaning that's the most healthy for you is that he's confused.
He is.
Right? He's not sure of himself. That's a feminine energy, but it's okay. Let him pass for a little bit, because you're going to work on yourself to the place where you're going to gain his attraction, and he's going to snap. He's going to feel sure of himself once he's attracted to you, and he remembers what led you guys to here, right? So once you start getting attracted again, especially if he's still trying to have sex with you, so we're not in a good place. Okay, because I'm sure that's sex is punishment too. You know, I mean, somebody that shut down on your marriage, that's threatening you with the marriage being over every second, that sex must be a freaking punishment.
Because you're not even on the same page.
So you shouldn't have such sex. I'm not telling you shut down on your marriage. If you're attracted, if you're in fact attracted to him, don't shut down or use sex as a punishment. What I'm saying is that you need to build your self-confidence back. You should be only having sex when you're confident in the relationship with that person, with the right communication. If he's trying to open your clothes at night, then you're going to just have to communicate and say, we're not in a great place right now. We need to find ourselves. Communicate that. The worst thing you can do is to not communicate that, but punish him with sex. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Right.
Okay. Because you're going to basically teach him. It's kind of like a child, right? That you punish by beating them up. You're going to teach them to learn how to withstand beating them up, and they're still not going to learn the lesson.
No.
So don't punish with sex. Let's see here. I need lots of prayer. We all need prayer. Things that are good needs prayer. Things that are bad need prayer, right? And I guarantee you, it's probably not that you're lacking prayer. Okay? Absolutely, if you feel like you're lacking prayer, pray more. Right?
You need GPS.
You need the work.
God, purpose, and self.
And when we say God, it's an actual actionable step to building a relationship with God. It's not just praying and not working and expect magic to happen.
Magic is not going to happen.
It must be an actual work on building a relationship with God, purpose, and yourself. Because if you don't do that, whatever type of relationship you're trying to sustain with this man will always fall apart. And that's what we cover in this book. Okay, getmymarriageback.com. Anything you want to have, babe? I think that was a good one.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. What advice do you have for this lady? Leave it in the comment box below. Your opinions, leave it in the comments box below. Subscribe to this channel. Click the bell right next to the channel. Click like. Share this video with everyone you love, you know, you like, that you know will find this valuable. Share on. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one. And...